Blog Talk Radio.
Beats to Radio.
JD.
I'm leaving no bruise. The best bitch that you. Hey, motherfuckers wanna walk in my shoes. Wanna blind my shine. I die for mine. For your grill at all time. My swag is a crime. Cutting murder she roll. Duck tape, trash bag, bro. I'm killing with evil. Not at peace. Duck tape for the crime scene. The rain is done. The best that's gone. I believe there is none. All the haters say you're number one. Niggas say they did when the song is done.
How am I done?
If I was a superhero, that would come in brainstorm. Fuck a nigga, leave me sleep with a J-Zone. Set up his line, take him up like a tampon. The game's won, I'm coming for thrones. And if a million motherfuckers on the top, that I'm told. Fuck y'all, been doing this shit. Get up, let's make to the truth, you bitch.
How am I sunglasses dead?
Early on, rap J, no flaw, well, probably fresh and stone. But the game so strong. I can tell this song, sit back with my J's on. I'm so right, I'm wrong. So wrong, I'm right. Have to see me in the spotlight. Ever worth the hype, you goddamn right. Well, the bitch, little ones will die twice. Say that I was born for this. Blood, sweat, and tears went through the storm for this. I will give my arm for this. Real niggas know where I'm born with this. Niggas take a high, but they're rapping in the same spot. You really not what you're thinking is a fly. You know real little fucking talent I got. Got the phone number, your haters are blah.
Oh,
life like? Is it really that real new?
That's right.
Is your rosy gold, is your car black with no deal new?
How you living, huh? How you living, huh?
Is your money good, is your fingers to them?
Is it?
I'm ghostwriting for strippers, I'm giving singles to them.
Damn.
Those Washingtons, and I know the D.C. like Washington, and I play with the heat like washing them, and I like dirty money, but I'm washing them, like, y'all know I ain't broke, Bronx tell Sonny.
Sonny,
me and Kim had sex in the bank vault, so y'all know I came for the money,
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 like, and I hope they know that, whole lot,
hold
it, I want it like I want it if I hold back,
hold
let
back.
Me hit it when I'm open like I'm no back.
What is your life like?
Yeah.
Is it really that real, ho?
Yeah.
Is your house glass with a tennis court and no deal, ho? Your living room Versace, the piano costs 100 racks. My mink drag on a Liberace. Come with that new shoe, that all that money in the coupe shoe. That fishbowl in the wintertime with only 2 doors in that roof shoe. Stakes is high, we at roof crisp. 24 karat gold toothpicks, bossed up. Fuckin' Benz, I'm polished up. But I might do the Maybach, 8 racks on these hills I walk in. What I need a cosign for? This what I grind for. I'm the reason why these bitches get signed for.
Radio, Little Kim on a Saturday night. Once again, it's your man DJ Big Stu. What's the deal? Saturday night jams. I'm in the building. You know what I mean? Got some gossip for y'all. Got some news for y'all. You know what I'm saying? First thing we're going to talk about is Drake. They got this new chick Drake is smashing. You know what I'm saying? They always want to talk about who's smashing who. You know what I mean? And we're going to get right into Drake. You know what I'm saying? Drake got a curly girlfriend. And basically, there's a lot of pictures. You know what I'm saying? Can't tell us this dude ain't singing All Me right now. You know what I'm saying? Drake was spotted leaving Saucony's restaurant in West Hollywood Friday with a beauty right behind him. You might think he's chopping a lovely curly haired young lady down. Is it just us or does homegirl look like, you know, look something like that Ashley Moore John that has, you know, been seen with Bieber and Romeo? Hit the flip. She looks like Ashley Moore. She looked like Ashley Moore John, and Ashley Moore, she's been seen with not just Justin Bieber. She's been seen with Romeo, Bow Wow. They say. She gets around. Now she's leaving with Drizzy. What is going on? That's too much for me, man. You know what I mean? Unless she's just trying to make a record or something, she's doing something. You know what I'm saying? Official girl, Diddy. Responds to Cassie after she leaves post lovey dovey post and Instagram pics wearing his clothes. Now, some people feel that's news. That's why I said it to you. Some of you guys are really liking to care about. You know, that's just regular boyfriend and girlfriend text and stuff. Cassie gets mushy over Diddy bopping boot. There she goes. She said, "I stole your hoodie because it smells like you. It makes me miss you even more, but." It feels like more, feels like home. I love you. And he said, I love you and my heart. Now, this is what Diddy wrote back to her. Diddy is crazy. Diddy's crazy, I'm going to tell y'all. Diddy wrote back. Now, Diddy later responded to Cassie gut stress by reposting the picture of him with his own message. I was looking for that hoodie. Bring it back to me now. What y'all think about that one? You know what I'm saying? She just brought her heart out to Diddy. And all Diddy said is, bring back my hoodie right now. Looking for that hoodie. Now, this is a California King hoodie. I'm pretty sure Diddy could buy another California King hoodie. King is a rock. He said, bring it back to me now. What do you think that means? Do you think he's in love with her just as much as she's in love with him? I don't know if that means that. Bring that, like, you stole my shit. Bring that shit back. Ain't nobody tell you to take that jacket. That's how that comes across. You know what I mean? That's how that comes across. When the food stamps stop coming in, Ohio to cut aid for able-bodied adults without kids. That's what's going on in Ohio. If you got an able body, you need to get out there and get you a job because food stamps about ready to be cut. Anyway, you got an able body anyway. You don't want to make $100-something a month when you could go make you some more money. Well, anyway, no more free Randy EBT cards will stop coming in for over 100,000 able-bodied childless adults in Ohio the next year. You better have a kid at least now, and you better be claiming them. The administration of Ohio government, of Ohio Governor John Krasick, plans to limit food stamps for more than 130,000 adults in all but a new economically depressed area starting next year. According to the Columbus Dispatch, the requirement will cover able-bodied adults without children. They will be required to spend at least 20 hours a week working, training for a job, volunteering, or performing similar type of activities unless they live in one of the 16 high unemployment counties. The requirements begin next month, but those failing to meet them will lose their benefits January 1st. More than 1.8 million Ohioans receive food stamps. The exempt counties are Adams, Browns, Clinton, Coxcoxton, Highland, Huron, Jefferson, Meigs, Monroe, Morgan, Muskingum, and Noble, Atwater, Perry, Pike, and Seattle. Those sound like bad neighborhoods right there, though. Do you agree with these new measures? If you do, hit us up on an email. Let us know if you feel that, you know, Ohio's doing the right thing. Let us know that. We want to know that, Beast 2 Radio. Holler back at us. Let us know that. You know what I'm saying? We want to know if you feel that that's fair. I'm a person. Now, this is crazy. I'm a person that feels things are going wrong. This is crazy. I know what I put. We're going to get into some music, man. I got to come back.
Open up, people, to the gate. Molly! Molly! Molly!
Gentlemen.
Where's Molly?
For real.
What?
Ooh,
I think I like that. A couple of the homegirls wanna meet her. I'll be right
Baby,
back.
Baby, if she's poppin', she'll be gone. She how you in the draw. She go both ways, girl. She's down to fuck us all. So what's up? Hey, Molly. Hey, Molly. Where you at, bitch? Hey, Molly.
My nigga, problem, gun play. Where that bitch that do that molly? I'm that bitch to roll my weed. Don't get no molly in my blood, but fuck this molly on your tongue. Watch your eyes get white and your tongue get numb. Ooh, sweat dance, turn up. Sweat dance, turn up. Sweat dance, turn up. Sweat dance, turn up. Turn up. Sweat dance, turn up. Sweat dance, turn up. Turn up. Sweat dance, turn up. Yeah. I get it back to my room. Over pants, get out soon. Off ass look like a half a moon. EMS lady dick, EMS lady dick. But if she ain't up on this dick, then where she at?
I'm right here, daddy. Bitch.
Right here, Jay. Got it back together. We in the building. Yeah, I had to take a phone call real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Things are going a little off the wire. You know what I'm saying? I had to take a call that had nothing to do with radio, but I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. We in the building, B. Stu Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. I was talking to y'all about some things. I was getting into y'all about some things, man. We're going to get back into it. Once again, I wanted to make sure everybody know, if you want to sign up for the Block Club DJ meet and greet, go to Block, you know, hit me up at DJ Big Stu at BigStuRadio.com. You know what I'm saying? You can also go to Block Club DJ East Coast Videos. .com, and you can go sign up through there. We was talking about Diddy. We was talking about the food stamps and all that. You know what I mean? People, able-bodied people. And what I was about ready to say before I got the call, that I believe if you got an able body and you really could work, you should, you know, if you could really work, you got an able body, I think you should go out there and get a job and say F food stamps. Real truth. Let people that really deserve to get them. Because there's some people out there that really need them. Some mothers out there that really, really need them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes that be hustling, collecting food stamps. You hustling to get that money, you don't need no food stamp, bro. But that's what I'm just saying. New music from Meek Mill's clap back at Kendrick Lamar. Word. Verse with Old Killer. He goes back at Kendrick Lamar with a verse that he calls, with a song on a verse that he calls Old Killer. And it's crazy because Everybody was waiting for what Meek is going to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's making a little bit. It took a lot of while, but here we are, 100% of Kendrick, 100% of Kendrick's responses that we heard thus far came from rappers who more or less crashed the party. Of the almost 20 responses that hit the internet, none of them came from the rappers Kendrick actually named. But now, you know, now, Meek Mills is the first one to come out and to come at him. You know what I'm saying? So I know this should make it good. I got it. I'm actually probably going to, how can I say it? I'm probably actually going to get it to y'all later on today in the show, if not probably tomorrow. But it's called Old Kill 'Em. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely by Meek Mills. Definitely doing his thing. It's definitely called Old Kill 'Em. So y'all make sure y'all go on the web and try to check that out if y'all Meek Mill's fans and y'all was waiting. Because I know a lot of dudes was like, yo, nah, man, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for Meek to come back out here, B. Because, you know, I think hip-hop is going to be really good, man, just because. Because a lot of dudes are now trying to, you know, they a lot of dudes are acting like they're going to get off the money and get on the lyrics thing, even though a lot of dudes can't do that. To keep it real, live cats, you know, actually, I got some homies that's battling right now, you know what I mean? And I might play them joints someday and would let y'all tell me what y'all think of that. And these are two cats in my neighborhood. Actually, they was battling, throwing some joints at each other. I might play that. Not today, maybe tomorrow. Swirly Matrimony, Doom. Robin Thicke says he doesn't know if he'd be alive without Paula Patton. That's deep. That's deep. Should we get into that? A lot of you ladies want to hear that. A lot of you want to hear that, you know. And it's crazy, but Though through the thick and thin, in a joint interview with Prestige Hong Kong magazine, Robin Thicke and his wife for 8 years, Paula Patton, talk about the ups and downs of their careers and relationships and how they support each other. I don't know if I would still be alive in some ways, but whether for Paula, Thicke 36 tells the magazine, she's been my rock, my muse, my inspiration, and I love her the whole way. I've been there for his down moments, and he's been there for mine, as the actress Peyton, 37. Life is full of peaks and valleys. Robin has always been a great person to remind me to celebrate now. Even when it looks like we got a roll, but don't know for sure, he's like, let's celebrate. The former teenage lovebirds also talk about BFFs and raising their song together. When the blurred line singer and Baggage Claim star have free time, they choose to spend it enjoying simple things together, talking to each other, watching movies, just sit down and contemplate. We have a house with a bright view. That's what she says. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty good, man. Swirl love in the building. You know what I mean? Swirl love. They got a 3-year-old son, Julian, who's destined to be paid because dad is paid and grandpa's paid. Huh? He's weird. They said he's weird looking. He's a little kid. He's going to have stringy hair, you know, just because of the mixed race. He's going to be one of those little dudes, you know, the stringy hair, nappy afro, looking like Prince, little Michael Jackson son. No, I'm not. They don't got a picture of him, but I'm just saying. Is he going to look like Michael Jackson, son? Little Prince? Little Prince came out with hair that nobody understood. Like, Michael Jackson had Jerry Curl, not straight hair. They got 10 celebrity females who look like Muppets after they got plastic surgery. I'm going to get into that later. Y'all know who's on there. I know one girl from Brooklyn that everybody's talking about from the VAM Awards. They got her face on the cover. You know what I'm saying? Little Kim just changed her whole look, yo. You know, I wouldn't say she's like a Muppet, but she doesn't look like Little Kim. She looks like a Chinese lady. Man. She looks just like a Chinese lady. The way she looks, like she's going to do your toes. You know? But that's what it is, man. Hold up. Carucci's filed more subliminal messages at her former BFF Blair after she filmed Breezy in the hotel room. Huh. Carucci ain't playing. She want her man, yo. This is what it is. Get your life together. NBA player cut from the team after throwing the Xbox at his girlfriend's head in front of his 2-year-old son. It's getting deeper. They trying to take money out you brothers' pockets, man. They said there's too many rich young black men out here. I'm trying to tell you. Because, you know, Mel Gibson that did way more stuff like that to his wife. You don't see them stop making him money. But anyway, DeAndre Liggins cut from the OKC Thunder after a domestic violence incident. Oklahoma Thunder player DeAndre Liggins has just joined the list of high-paid professional athletes who made foolish decisions that cost them their careers. The Thunder waived the guard DeAndre Higgins in wake of the domestic abuse charges the team announced Friday. According to the affidavit, Liggins grabbed his girlfriend by the hair, pulled out the bed, threw her on the ground, punched her 11 to 12 times. Liggins then kicked down the locked door, grabbed his girlfriend by the hair again, threw her to the ground and punched her, then stomped her, kicked her, dropped the Xbox on her head, the affidavit said. Liggins is reportedly charged with 3 counts of domestic abuse, 2 counts of domestic assault and battery with dangerous weapons, and 1 count of kidnapping and 1 count of violating the protective order. Damn, son. You whipped her ass. I don't know what she could have did. That's your girlfriend? She live with you? Damn, huh? You had to know. He had to have AIDS or something, man. You know what I mean? You know, I'm not saying you got AIDS, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean? You got to know when you a star, like, you know, you just her cheating can't make you whip up on her like that, man. You just, you a star. You get another girl. You a basketball. You a baller. You get a basketball wife. There's a bunch of girls out here trying to be a basketball wife, man. They know that's a way to get on television. Toss her. You just don't go out with a baller. You can get your own TV show now if you go out with a baller. You can go out with the scrubbiest dude on the court. He can only play 2 times a year. As long as he on a roster, you a basketball wife. I think Matt Barnes got more run after his basketball wives show. Some people like Matt Barnes, you know, some people say. But it's all, that's kind of deep. Hide your kids. A fifth grader arrested for plotting a massive violent attack on his classmate, a fifth grader. He had a nice snub-nosed gun, too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what? I'm going to get into that for y'all because, you know, a lot of parents are like, I want to know about that one. What do you mean a fifth grader? No, fifth grader is like 10 to 11, 12 years old. Juvenile charges have been filed against a New Jersey fifth grader whom police says is plotting to use a sophisticated weapon to carry out an elaborate attack against his classmates. The fifth grader from Wall Township reportedly created a hit list of 40 students around his age and was planning to carry out a violent attack at the Wall Immediate School, similar to the shootings at Columbine in Newtown. But the police said he never had access to the kind of weapon he needed to recreate those tragedies. There was never any real threat to those students, Wall Township Police John Brockreis told the news. He wasn't capable of carrying out anything that he put down. No one of the fifth graders' immediate family firearms. No one of the fifth graders' immediate family owns firearms. Brockreis said a distant relative does own guns, but had no recent contact with the child. Due to his age, the officials are not revealing the student's identity. The student did not enter the Ward Demir School with his classmates in the fall. Instead, he was placed in the alternative program, but he said. The fifth grader was suspended from the Central Elementary School after April, and officials learned about his intentions. Walls worked on the case throughout the summer and recently seized the student's computer. On that day, found 40 students who were identified by their first names. The targets were at the same age as students, but investigators are not sure what prompted students to name these specific students. Times is crazy, man. Kids is crazy. Kids is crazy. I don't care what you say. Kids is crazy. Why would a kid want to do that? You know what I'm saying? Why do a kid want to do that? What's the purpose of that? To want to come to your class and kill everybody in your class. 40 kids at that. That's a kid with problems. That's a kid who mom and dad need to have a serious conversation with them. More than a serious, they need to call some other people to help them out. We in the building. When we in the building, we be in the building. You know what I'm saying? We've been playing some things. We right now, you know what I'm saying? I've been really trying to get y'all to jump on the bandwagon of my man joint, because he definitely got some fire out here. A lot of people out here screaming, he got the fire. My man Mo Money, yes. And we definitely trying to get y'all to get out there, because we about ready to put that joint on .piff. Y'all been supporting Will Porter. Make sure y'all go get that Game Face Will Porter. All joints hosted by yours truly. You know who. DJ Big Stu. Me and the whole crew will be at the event. You know what I mean? We will be at the Block Club DJs, meet and greet joints. You can meet us all. You can meet Mo Money, Will Porter, Tony Stans, a lot of brothers from the East Side Story, mixtape and movie. I will be there with the entourage. We will be in the building. So make sure if y'all want to come through and just see us and see us perform and be around us. There's about to be a little situation every Thursday night at Sweet Jane's. I'm going to let y'all know a little more about that. Old school, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely grown folks Thursdays. About ready to put that in effect and all that. So, got things going on. About ready to do some things. Well, so I'm going to do this one more time because, once again, next week this drops. This mixtape is my man Mo Money. Mo Money is the star of the movie Somebody's Gotta Die. You can go see that on on YouTube right now. Somebody's Got to Die Full Movie. Just write Somebody's Got to Die Full Movie. Executive produced by Big Stu, Nat Nelson, Mo Money, Malik Burns, you know what I mean? And also acting in it, Nat Nelson and Mo Money. You know, they're doing a great job in there. Make sure you go out there, you go see that. Somebody's Got to Die. You go get that and check that out right now on YouTube. But we got the East Side Story coming out. And Mo Money's the actual star of that movie, too. So, without further ado, his mixtape is be out next week. I'm going to give y'all a secret taste of the mixtape. I did it last week. A lot of people was like, yo, that joint is hot. Kid is nice. Kid got something different. I did it with Will Porter. I did it with Lil Boosie. Make sure y'all go out there and get Badass Exclusive, Funk Dog Exclusive, hosted by your dog, DJ Big Stu. That's on Dot Piff right now, too. Just released that about a week ago. All right? Make sure y'all support that. Boosie, King of the South, man. Y'all know how it is, man. But we ride without further ado, man. I'm going to get into my man Mo Money's new joint. This is called Back Across 110th Street. You know what I'm saying? That's where we from. The 110. Smooth Harlem style. This joint right here, man, I can honestly say this is a real smooth joint. The ladies going to like this. The fellas going to like this, man. We in the building. So once again, Beast 2 ready. Yo, we in here.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJs.
About to hit the yacht, bring the whole crew. We can spend a week on the water. I'm headed to the border with the killers, the sprinklers. We falling out of order. Go hard like LeBron in the paint. So much rosé, swear to God about the face. We get it in like we just won the chip.
I'm different,
honey, you can tell by the whip. Three-story crib, ghost in the highway. Flip in the air, cause I did it my way. Turn it up, ran wild in the streets. We messed up, take 50 cal on the creek.
I'm not trying to wait till you make up your mind, babe. Tonight you're mine. Yeah. I'm not trying to wait till you make up your mind, babe. Tonight is all mine.
Yeah. Step out the back, toast them to rock. Mind trying to fly you far from the block. No more dreaming, shit got real. Can't live this life, can't have people feel. Shit, I'm traveling, man, no looking back. Gators on back, chick sitting on my lap. Bottles popping, watch it going back. Cameras on deck, counting these racks. Yeah, I know that's basic. Open up your mouth, come on, come on, taste it. Feel so surreal, hoes know the deal. Married to the game, but we ain't gotta chill. And I'm just keeping it true. Shit, I would've been a lawyer, but your boy's the truth. From the block to the booth, all I got is proof. Let me show you how life like looking through the sunroof.
I'm not trying to wait till you make up your mind, babe. Tonight you're mine. Yeah. I'm not trying to wait till you make up your mind, babe. Tonight is so mine. Yeah.
I'm on my grind, bitch. You should try to ride with me. You know you like it. The cash I can't provide it. Girl, I'm selling real blow. I mean that real blow. I'm way past a half a key.
They got the streets on the streets on fire.
Now watch me ride by. Now
watch me ride by. Whole team got it locked, yeah. Rose gold jewelry. Niggas keep plotting on me. Wanna read my eulogy? Got one burner, but I'm shooting like a tool. 93 coattails, Scarface influenced me.
Now we catching bodies.
I got a certain type of swag. Duffel bag, give it the Bentley of the gang. She wanna stud, so I had to stud harder. Hit her brother and the cousin, turn the co-op to the car.
Now we get that money.
So it's all good now. Used to do the Gucci loafers, now it's open toe style.
In that new Bugatti,
with the roof gone. Niggas ball out, Mo just get his hoop on. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick, make girls stop playing. But every time I touch down, it be fun. But every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunned. Watch me ride by, watch me ride by, watch me ride by, watch me ride by. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick it, baby girl, start front. But every time I touch down, it be front. But every time I see you, baby, I'ma be stuck. Now watch me ride by, watch me ride by, now watch me ride by. Yeah, I just want it all,
want it all.
Yeah, I'm talking about
everything.
When you come from nothing, anything is everything. I done seen shit I thought the world would never bring. I had the worst, now I'm striving for the better thing. Been at the bottom, and I know what the top like. Know how I feel, live my life in the spotlight. Pretty girls, and they all wanna hop. With all these bills, can I change for a dime? Hold up, remain the same, no matter what I'm blessed with. Know the difference between a gift and a blessing. You hear me knocking hip hop, let's fresh. I'm walking straight, no tape, no yellow bank. Honey ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick, baby girl, start front. But every time I touch down, you be front. But every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunned. Watch me ride by, watch me ride by, watch me ride by, watch me ride by. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick it, baby girl, start front. But every time I touch down, be front. That's where every time I see you, baby, I'ma be stunned. Now watch me ride by, watch me ride by, now watch me ride by.
This is another Block Club DJs exclusive.
You ain't gotta worry, shorty, my heart is true.
Yeah, it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
no strings attached. Since it looks like it's a bunch of holes attached. I'm trying to push you for real, girl, to move on. But you've been holding this thing down for too long. When I'm thugging in life, girl, it's all wrong. You got a jewel on your side, you better hold on. We got a bond in this world that's too strong. And I've been looking for this life for too long. I just wanna see you smile. Take a chance with the kid, it'd be worth your while.
Baby, everywhere I go, I'm about that money bag. You know this is what I do, and there ain't no turning back. I'ma spread it with my crew. We about that money bag.
Now I'm better than a cool glass of champagne and a bad bitch with a nigga last name in your crib on 8, counting that paper, 80 inch flat screen blowing at Jamaica. So rock. OJ and Henny had the Lambo in the hood when it wasn't that many.
Remember that?
Sun rays shining off the pinky finger. Life's a bitch, just gotta outthink her.
Oh, And I see you niggas sliding too. I got plenty for that though. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about.
I might
you just getting money having fun. Popping bottles after bottles after bottles.
You know I'm about the dough, hustling to get this cash. Baby, everywhere I go, I'm about that money bag. You know this is what I do, and there ain't no turning back. I'ma spread it with my crew. We about that money bag.
Whole click racked up, we maintain.
Everybody eat, so it ain't no play. All this money, tad bitch strainin'. All this pot of chicken, tired of campaigning. All these buckets of ice with champagne in it. All these leeches, this shit draining. Finger on the trigger, yeah, I'm still aiming. Feds on my back, niggas trying to put my name.
Nah, that go.
You know I'm about this dough, hustling to get this cash. Baby, everywhere I go, I'm about that money bag. You know this is what I do, and there ain't no turning back. I'ma spread it with my crew. We about that money bag.
DJ Hollywood, I think we got one, baby. Bands, let go.
Bands all in my pockets, cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pockets, cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pockets, cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pockets, cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket, cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. Bands a nigga pop heavy, bad bitch Holly Berry. Got shooters around me like extra heavy with a nine nickel or a Eagle Desi. Violating that 20 racks. Shooters right where your pillow at. Foreign cars, yeah, we pushing that. And them bad bitches, we used to that. Rollie on me, Versace on me. We popping bottles, got paper on me. Big Stew, yeah, that's the homie. Young Fresh, yeah, that's the roadie. 20 racks, 30 racks, 40 racks, my paper stack. Baby girl, she loving that. So every time she throw it back. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Bands watching, niggas watching. Motherfuckers, they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Watch, niggas watch, motherfuckers they think. From the hood to the trap, there we at. Cop a few balls, blow a few stacks. Nigga, rain no drizzle, shorty like that. Twerk that thing, girl, ass so fat. Shake that thing, girl, want to see it clap. Eye contact, y'all looking back. Put her in a whip, check out a trap. South Beach flow, let her relax. Rodeo drive, let her see them palm trees. That Cali Kush, she smoking that good weed. She upgraded, I'm one of the greatest. I got bands in my pocket, girl, I ain't nothing to play with. I got bands all in my pocket, cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket, cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket, cup full of that drink. Feds watching,
Niggas watch, motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pocket, cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pocket, cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching, motherfuck what they think.
Now tell me how you sleep at night. And girl, you know I'm speaking right, right. Cause you deserve better. Come hop in this Beretta. And we can do whatever. Or we can do forever.
These hoes and cars, these jewels and clothes. But girl, I'm still alone. Every day and night, I toss and turn. If I don't hear your voice on the phone, I'm secure and sure. I'm not like the rest. Girl, you messing with the best. If the tone stands, give me a chance. You can put my love to the test. I got cash, I got down. Respect in the streets and the way I move. It's true, it's true. I have everything that a man could want, but baby, I don't have you. I go hard and deep, I take the lead. I need you on my team. Just grab my hands and close your eyes. It's time to let your dreams
believe you, girl. I need you, girl. I want you in my life. Cause you're my only girl, my best you girl, and I want you to be my wife. Baby, tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me, tell me that you want me, yeah. Tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me, tell me that you want me, yeah, yeah. Make them
That make you a stupid nigga.
I wanna feed you, but ain't got time to waste.
Straight, 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 straight.
I don't know about that.
after bottle, motto after motto, motto. Living in the limelight, some shit you got to swallow. Like we're playing tomorrow. What Bentley we gon' borrow? What jeweler we gon' hit up? What stacks got split up? Cause every time we get up, you make it hard for me to leave. You hold tight, you start to cry, you suffocate, can't breathe. But that money on my mind, I'm never riding that coach. You see me never in that game, we riding that coach. You see my niggas is moving around, you know my niggas is going hand. We picking it up, we picking it up. You see them folks on the strand, with quality to an end. I'm never ever going back. That's why niggas be going hard and I'm leaving you with these stacks.
We used to kiss her, and they used to dig you, then you used to chase her. Now I'm in that limelight, just trying to get my mind right, trying to get your time right. Just me, you, and the dime dot, and my thoughts on that. Moon was always on deck, money always on deck, so no man was ever no threat. Real OG, I know vets, red or blue, few sets, paid up one or two decks, now it's Audemars and Rolex. This is what you got next, she sending flicks to my text. All of her neck, why she rubbing over her breast? Bottom line, what's yours, mine, what's mine, yours, you share. I'm next to willing, you catch the feelings, I see the way that you stare.
So, man, let's show the world we up in this bitch. You know what I mean? Yeah, let's do it. That's what I'm talking about. Real fast, cash on deck, gun on blast. Your bitch at the bar,
real fat ass. I'm feeling kind of frisky, but my cup empty, so I'ma turn up and burn up until a nigga dizzy. Until a nigga done, don't miss me. And if you see me come, don't hit me. Nigga, I want it all.
Real niggas over here.
This is the Black Banger.
I'm so used to the hustle, I'm about flipping this paper. I'm thinking never to struggle, I'm thinking only to bubble. I should buy a bitch just to show her I love her, so she can start on her friends. I bet she like that. We could do Cancun with a light rack. I gotta hit V8, I'll be right back. She's sleeping on the gear, but it's a light nap. Cause I'ma open her eyes, cause we gon' swim in this money. I'm talking felony fives, I ain't selling no lies, I'm just telling the truth. You can look at my life, I got the stars with the proof. Living the life she all in now. I told her separate the vibes to his 10,000. We sipping rosé, we drinking Cristal. She wanna know while I'm rolling with the fish staff. She really feeling me, she like my whole style. I'm living felony, I fuck around and blow trap. I'm in and out like a stash house. Shorty really on my mind, I'm about to max out. You feeling me? It's killing me. I'm running through the streets and niggas grilling me. That's how I really be with my enemies. I'm moving through the streets like a centipede. And I don't wanna lose her, but I gotta let her know that she's dealing with a shooter. I never meant to hurt her though. Damn, I might just have to let her go.
Again, you listen to Beach Through Radio. It's your man, DJ Beach Through on Saturday night jam. You know how I do it. I'm in the building, man. Once again, I want to make sure you do sign up for the Block Club DJ. First time you join the DJ out there and you feel like you got it, bro, or you are hard to find it, get on and get noticed and want to see what the passion use for. You might want to perform at the event. If you're a dancer, model, or you also got your own clothing line. Also bring your own clothing line here. Make sure you try to contact us at Block Club DJs eastcoaststudio.com or hit me at DJ Big Stu at DStuRadio.com and I will send you the info. Make sure you go to the website and you can sign up right there. The event is in November, so make sure you come correct, man. Once again, Big Stu Radio, we in the building. It's Saturday night, man. It's about 11:45, and we in the building. People getting ready to go to the parties and the jams and all that. I got a couple parties to go to. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't even here.
That's my man, Mo Money, and the team in the background. They talk about why you hating. Girl ain't even here. That's how we do it on the Beach Through Radio on a Hip Hop and Don't Stop Saturday night. Like I was saying, a lot of people on their way to the clubs right now. You know what I mean? People going to do their thing, you know what I mean? They're going to the clubs. And, you know, when you, like I said, I got a couple of spots I'm about ready to hit in a little while, catch up with some of the homies, and do our thing. You know what I'm saying? My man Tony Stans will be doing on Thursdays, every Thursdays at Sweet James. We'll be doing Grown Folk Thursdays. I'll be there live. Beef Through Radio will be there live at the events. I'll let y'all know the first date that's going down, the after work, and then it turns into some party rocking that night at Sweet James Club, 106th Street between Lexington and 3rd Avenue in East Harlem. So if you're in the joint, you want to come through and holler at your boy, I'll be there. You can come holler at me. Now, we're going to talk about some hate crimes. A black man puts a white man in near fatal coma after yelling, I'm going to punch the next white person I see. He puts him in a coma after yelling. He didn't even touch him. But let's talk about it. I want to see if y'all believe this, you know. Because, you know, we talk about stuff. The last thing we talk about is truth. But, you know, this is deep. Let's get into this. A black man yelled, I'm going to punch the first white person I've seen. And moments before he dropped an innocent man with a haymaker in Union Square, putting the victim in a coma, authorities says. Jeffrey Babbitt, 62, who is white, happened to be visiting Union Square about 2:30 p.m. Wednesday when LaShawn Martin bashed him in the face with the fist out of racist rage, police sources said. The unprovoked punch knocked Babbitt backward and he hit his head on the ground. Doctors fear he may be brain dead. The prognosis is not good and it does appear that the victim will likely die, Manhattan District Attorney John Temple said at Martin's arraignment Thursday night. Babbitt lives in Brooklyn. He cares for his mother who has Alzheimer's disease, neighbors said. And after Martin, 31, assaulted Babbitt, he attacked two men who tried to help the stricken man and then challenged the responding cops. This is crazy. That's a sad thing. Nobody deserves to die like that. You know, that's a sad thing. The man was 67 years old, too. At all, you know, you're going to hit a 60-something-year-old man. That was pointless. That was pointless and crazy right there. But, you know, you're going to do time. You're going to pay for that. Some people came out to the film, the New York Knicks. A lot of them came out to the new film. Some strong black love and Carmelo Anthony. And, you know, to the film festival, to the Toronto Film Festival. Carmelo Anthony and La La. And Tyson and Kim Chandler, the New York Knicks, they was out there. The Knicks, they was out there. They was doing, you know what I'm saying? They was doing their thing. Now, we're talking about a lot of things, man, that's going on in Kanye's life. We're hoping he's getting this stuff together. Fashion Week is coming soon, New York. You know, this is Fashion Week. Fashion Week is crazy. A lot of students. That's a big thing in New York, you know, Fashion Week. So if you're in New York, make sure, or you plan to come in New York, the best time would you might want to come to Fashion Week. NYPD cops, their brothers, charged in an international gun smuggling plot. Yep, NYPD. Now, we're talking about keeping guns off the street, clearing guns off the street, and we got two cops that's brothers actually charged with an international. And it's a trio of brothers. It's not even two cops. It's a trio of brothers. Check this joiner. A trio of brothers charged after a plot was discovered that the siblings allegedly shipped high-powered assault weapons overseas. The story has been interesting twist as two of the siblings work in law enforcement. The New York Daily News writes that the NYPD officer, Rexgene Marillette, Long Island-based U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and Officer Wilfredo Marillette, 48, and Ariel Marillette, 43, attempted to ship large amounts of high-powered assault weapons to buyers in the Philippines without approval from the government. The department states the youngest Marillette helped jumpstart the plot in July 2009 after the Venezuelan buyers up until March of this year. The other brothers then purchased the weapons and accessories, reporting using their status as law officer to get the discounts, then broke down the weapons later for shipping. A source in the Justice Department said the older brothers managed to smuggle some weapons to the island nearly early this year and planned to be known. Because the brothers did not obtain the proper approval, G was charged with violating Arms Export Controls Act. Along with that charge, the gun dealing trio was also charged with conspiring to engage in unlicensed firearm sales. Rexgene Marillette appeared in the Brooklyn Federal Courthouse earlier this morning, September 6th. With Fredo Marillette is slated to appear in the Federal Courthouse in Santa Ana, California at 2 p.m. And Philippines lawyer said Ariel Marillette is still at large, but the joint task force from the United States and in the country is working to arrest him. So Ariel's brother is still at large. The charges the brothers face are relatively mild, and with each of them facing 5 years maximum and a potential $2,000 fine, the feds want Rexgene Marillette to remember he was a naturalized citizen of the United States and is deemed a flight risk. That's how it goes, man. What up? That's some real what up. They were smuggling jammies in the hood. Well, they were not even going to the hood. They were going to the Philippines hood. You know how wild is out in the Philippines? They transferring big money. You know how much? So you know, Philippines, this serious war is going on, man. I'm gonna tell you something. I was fortunate to go to Thailand with the homie one time, man. You know what I mean? Man, it was so different out in Thailand, man. I'll tell y'all the story, man. Me and the homie was riding in the car, and a little dude was chasing the car. A bunch of little dudes were chasing the car. Okay, little shorty, $5. Everybody tackled shorty, man. It was crazy. My man was like, yo, what you doing? I was like, yo, I just want to, you know, because shorty ran up to the car, and they was running by the car. Shorty put a .22 automatic to the window. And that was normal out there. Like, I'm like, I'm scared. And Tab, I'm like, yo, what the hell going on? You niggas trying to rob us? Man's like, nah, son, don't worry about it. Give me a little change or something. You know, they be wanting a little change or something. Man, ain't really trying to do nothing. Just don't open the window a little bit. Give a little nigga a little, slip a little nigga a little couple of change. So my man was talking like 50 cents because, you know, money value is out there. So he was talking like 50 cents, maybe a dollar. Okay, a little shorty, $5, man. Nigga seen that shit, though. Excuse me, I don't like to see the N-word. Homie seen that joint. Cats out there seen that joint. They just tackled him. All I see was a cloud of smoke. Now, I hope I ain't getting a little shorty hurt badly because I found out that $5 bill was worth a little bit of money. And they was hungry and poor out there, man, and they seen it get to them. So that was kind of bug, man. But, yo, Philippines, they ain't playing, man. Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam, and all those places, man. Those people seen shit we ain't never seen, bro. You know what I'm saying? They seen some shit, man, that our generation and our time ain't never seen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, black people, we've been through some stuff as slavery. But after slavery, man, you know, we haven't seen some of the stuff. I mean, we've seen, don't get me wrong, I don't want nobody to think I'm trying to say, oh, we don't, what about the Ku Klux Klan and Rosewood and all that? Yeah, we've seen that stuff. But what I'm talking about is, like, just the way to live. I mean, the way these people live is crazy. You know what I'm saying? People hungry. drugs is crazy out there because they manufacture all type of drugs. A kilo of dope is cheap out there. You know, you got dudes out there that they little boys, 14 or 15, Thailand, man, they walking around with a kilo of opium and a kilo of little brown dope, and they doing their thing out there. You know what I'm saying? They using that. They, you know, when I say a kilo, don't get me wrong. We know what a kilo is, but that's how it is because it's cheap out there. You know, it's just when you get into America. But yeah. That's crazy. So to be smuggling them joints, some guns and stuff, man, that's some serious business, B. A man takes unconscious woman to the hotel and forces her to have sex for 9 hours. She was real unconscious for 9 hours. She was asleep. She came from work and went to sleep. We sleep 9 hours. You must have drugged her, yeah. We're going to find out, but thing is, how did she find out after 9 hours? But anyway, it's a shame how pervs take advantage of the weak. He needs to be buried underneath the jail. This is according to the Mail Online. Lloyd Phillips, that's his name, had told the woman he would take her to a pop concert at the Winnebago Stadium. Instead, he plied her with a cocktail of drugs and alcohol, leaving her barely conscious. The married 40-year-old then took her to a hotel, telling the staff he needed a wheelchair for his drunk, disabled girlfriend. Now, that's crazy. Pushing him, the CCTV images show him pushing the helpless victim through the building. Once inside the hotel room, he had forced sex with her for 9 hours, leaving her with horrific injuries. A court heard how Phillips, who lived in a luxury 2,000 to 50,000 Southampton apartment where his wife had picked the young woman up from her home in the city to travel to a concert given by the Saturday's band. Once in the car, he gave her a capsule and a can of crumb juice, an American high alcohol energy drink, to wash it down. The capsule was later found out to be a Class C substance, BCT, stimulant that can trigger epilepsy and seizures and fits. The drug left the woman with little memory of the car journey to the hotel near the Wembley Stadium. They caused her to suffer seizures. She had no sense of her surroundings and as Phillips pulled up to the hotel. Aside from a brief memory, clock that read 3:48 and feeling that she was contorted, the woman who had regarded Phillips as a friend had no memory of what happened. The Harrow Crown caught her. She woke up confused with Phillips telling her she had engaged in a night of consensual sex, the jury said. On the way home, he told her he was glad she did not feel weird about it, adding some girls might cry for sex. The poor girl didn't even know she was being violated. Well, that's crazy.
Did you say his wife got her?
No, his wife didn't know nothing about it. Well, he's lost his wife now. He's in jail now, you know. He's going to jail now. He's got to watch his booty now. Dudes do that, they go to jail, and they become booty protectors. That's what we call it. Booty protector, because now when you got a sexual crime, you're going to do sexual crime time. And when I say sexual crime time, I mean sexual crime time means they coming to get you, brother. That's what they're coming to do. They're coming to get you. They said there's 10 of the loudest celebrities, man. I want y'all to know who's 10 of the loudest. Y'all know probably some of these guys, because some of these guys is always goddamn loud. one guy we know he's the loudest to me, Samuel Jackson. He's one of the loudest celebrities you could ever see. Meek Mills, he's one of the loudest celebrities. There's two of them. Now, some people may say yes, some people may say no. But Jennifer Hudson is a loud celebrity they consider. Yes, Jennifer talks loud when you talk to her. She do talks loud, though. She always reminds me of Effie, you know, from Green Girl. That's how good she played that role, because when she talk now, I still hear Effie. Even though she don't look like Effie, I still hear Effie. You know, the next guy is Kay Nicole. No. Imagine they had Kay Nicole up there. They got Waka Flocka. Got my boy Waka. And you know the crazy thing is the nigga don't know, excuse me once again, put another $20 bill in the bank. I'm going to buy myself a car because, a new car, because every time I say the N-word, I must put a $20 bill in the jar. And if I don't have a $20 bill on hand, I got to put whatever's in my pocket. And if I don't have nothing, next time I come, I got to put $20. Not to mention, it's about $400 in this jar already, but I'm getting closer and closer and closer to abolishing the N-word out of my lifestyle. From the hood, keeping it real, you know what I'm saying? I want to use the word brother more, like brothers did in the 70s. Now they say Monique. And Monique is loud as hell. They also said Monique lost a lot of weight. A lot of big women are trying to find out what Monique did because she's—they, I don't know. They say she's—they think it's her designer, or a pastor. They think it's her designer and stuff like that. I read this in another thing. They think she has a special designer that's making the clothes look like, making her look slim. They think she lost nothing. But, you know, they make clothes like that that can make you have butts, make you look like you're slim, make guys look like they got a D-Lew chest. Well, you guys who don't got a nice chest or nothing, you can buy a shirt that you put under your other shirt and you'll be D-Lew. Word up. What you think about that, fellas? You could be D-Lew, fellas. They say Ludacris. Nah, they don't say Ludacris. They actually say DJ Khaled. They just got Ludacris in the picture with us. We the best! You know, I guess he talks loud all the time. He talks like a DJ. You know, DJs, we always yelling. Now, we know this one. She should be the winner. The winner is the loudest celebrity, huh? No, not Wendy. There's a girl, she's loud as hell. When you see who she is, you know she should be on the list. Who? No, they don't got Tammy, but Tammy should be out. I think Tammy just fits with violent, the violent celebrities. I don't think she fits with the loud. K. Michelle. Huh? You don't think she should be on this list? She should be with the violent. Yeah, she should be with the bottle throwers. Now, this guy, he definitely should have been it. This guy right here, he definitely should have been it. Yes! Lil Jon, everybody know Lil Jon should have did it. Yes! Now, this is one of the people that you say, yeah, no. Tasha Smith. You know what I'm saying? She's the Meek Mill of acting, that's what they say. And, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Aggravating black actress in the Hollywood. She's the most aggravating black actress in Hollywood. That's what they say about her. I don't know how y'all feel about that. Now, what MC, who hasn't had a record like in a long time, but you know he's allowed, dude. Just think about it. Batman. Who? Batman Scoop. Not Fatman Scoop. Fatman Scoop is not really a rapper. I wouldn't call him a rapper. This dude is a rapper. He hasn't had a record in a long time.
Oh, DMX?
No, not DMX. DMX could be in there, but Busta Rhymes beat DMX. Busta Rhymes is a loud dude. Busta Rhymes talks loud when he talks. And you know what? We got the new album coming out next week. Busta Rhymes Flip Mode Squad. Now, another thing they got is people who spelled the squash their beefs. People who said it was going to squash their beef, and it was full of cock-a-doodle-doo. First two people was 50 Cent in game. They failed to squash their beef. I don't, you know, but their beef didn't last long. Their beef, you know, their beef actually was a good kickstart for Game's career, you know, to me. Rihanna Sierra. They had a Twitter spat made up, then got into it again on Instagram. And the thing is, they both got Chris Brown in their life. Nah. I mean, Bow Wow. Once again, we always talk about Game and 50 Cent. They had the fake friends. You know, they looking like it. Keisha Cole and Michelle. Yeah, man. Keisha Cole and Destiny Child Michelle. They was beefing hard on Twitter. They was going at it hard. You know, everybody think Michelle the goody-goody church girl. They said Michelle pulled out a gun now. Now, where that proposed that be? Well, that's why you did that. She pulled out a gun on Twitter. She took a picture with a gun, talking about, you come up here to the church, I'm fucking capping you. Yeah. Rick Ross and Gigi. They had a butt infused, played Buddy Buddy, then had a fight at the BET Awards. See, they play Buddy Buddy to do that next record that make that money. You can't get mad at dudes, man. They're going to do a record to make money. They want to make money. That's what it is, man. They trying to make cash. But after the record's done, they still like each other. Dude, I still don't like him, man. I still feel like he like a funny dude, man. Word, man. I still don't like him, man. So I feel like it, whatever, man. We can pop off, blah, 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 blah. And that's how pop off happened. That was Rick Ross and Young Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? They said they, you know. So, you know, and both of them, you know, one thing you got to admit with those two dudes, where if they did play Buddy Buddy, if that's something that they did, play Buddy Buddy to make a record together, the public would want to see them two on a record together. You know, you want us to hear, you wouldn't mind hearing a Young Jeezy and Rick Ross. You're like, oh, that's hot, that's hot, that's hot. Jay-Z and Lil Wayne. Jigga sent shots at Wayne's way. And then they made songs together. Then Wayne said he kidnapped Beyonce because why not? One thing I noticed that I don't like when dudes go at Jigga, they don't go at him, they go at Beyonce all the time. Everybody go at Beyonce. They all say, I have Beyonce. Everybody. The Hot Boys, they split up pretty nasty. Then they said they'll work it out in the reunion, but they all sort of hate Wayne right now. The Hot Boys would be nice to come back together. We had Turk up in Harlem, rocking with him up in the projects. Shout out to Turk, shooting a video for the block is hot. Definitely up in that joint, DJ Big Stu. Chris Brown and Drake. They had a spat when Breezy found out about Drake chopping down Rihanna, but then they appeared together in public, and that didn't end well. A lot of people chop down Rihanna if it's true. If she did get chopped down by these guys. A lot of dudes chopped her down. A lot of dudes chopped her down, man. You heard what they said just recently, right? She did the whole walk from A$AP Rocky's hotel. Because they got pictures of her coming home from A$AP Rocky's hotel room in the morning. Because she was doing the whole walk. Do you think Jigga got some? I know Jigga got some. I hope it was before Beyonce. But you know they say Jigga and Beyonce is open minded, so they both probably got something. They make money off of her. They both probably tapped that. Tap Jigga and Beyonce. And then they get money off of her. I don't know. That's just gossip, y'all, you know. Some dudes out there like, I hope that's the truth. But I wonder if Beyonce was in the picture.
Probably.
I'm talking about Beyonce. You know, they say Jigga and Beyonce like to let other people in their relationship as women. You know, remember they showed the lady that was there, that's supposed to be their little person they take with them when they go certain places, and she party. Huh? That's just a what?
Use just any.
It's not a nanny.
Trainer,
she don't look like no damn nanny.
Hey, everybody, come look at this.
She don't look like no daddy.
I tell you something.
She don't look like no daddy.
Right.
I can tell you that she wasn't no daddy. They don't got no daddy that look like her. I ain't never seen a nanny dressed like that. That's basically what she is. I don't know who she was. Honestly, she could just been a good friend. They took on a 3-day trip with them. Baka Roma Rome or some shit like that. You know, but stood in the same room with them, supposedly, you know. So I don't know, man. I don't know. But Rihanna, they said she did, you know, they said she did the walk. The walk. No, they said it wasn't A$AP Ferg. They said it wasn't, it was somebody else that was in the room with them. They said it wasn't. They said it was not. They admitted this.
You can't even have a girlfriend or nothing.
Listen, man, it's no use to go out with Rihanna.
She's single. She always.
And I guess she was a single when she was messing with Chris and Drake and them at the same time. She was messing like 5 guys at the same time. When she been together. The only one she ain't messed with yet, and we haven't heard it, is Ray J. We waiting for her to mess with Ray J. For real. She got to mess with Ray J. Tell her to mess with Ray J. Then it'll be official. Now, you know, they were saying she was paranoid about her status. Because they think she's falling off. Do you think she's falling off? K-Nicole doesn't. K-Nicole still listens to that crazy ass song that she sang. Rihanna. See, I'm going to tell you one thing, though. Rihanna and Beyonce make it hard for other girls to sing if they don't dress the right and dance the right way. Other girls be singing. We are, but she don't have to sing. She's walking around in panties and a bra on a stage that's shiny as hell. She don't have, and she's shaking what she has, so she doesn't have to actually break dance or break it down. She's breaking it down enough. And the only one, Lady Gaga, but she show a lot of booty. Crazy Lady Gaga always showing her butt. Rihanna shows her butt. Beyonce shows her butt. See, the girls that don't show their butt, they don't last that long. I'll tell you, they don't last that long. You look at all the ones that don't show their butt. They got a little song, comes out. They may have an album. They don't last that long. Chelly Price. Well, I didn't know she was big as that big when she was in. They never showed her. When you see all the lovers, when you see all the R&B divas, but I'm just trying to say, you never even knew she was big like that. But hell, what that was before, they just should show her from the neck up, just singing. Yeah, but we didn't know she was big like that. She big, you know how when you bigger than everybody? When you walk in and you bigger than everybody, like the whole set, the cameraman, everybody, she was bigger than the cameraman that was riding on top of the thing. She was taller than that. But no, I'm just trying to say, she's, I don't know. Anyway.
Everybody else
show the ass. No, I'm talking when they sing. No, they didn't. I'm going to be honest with you. Michelle don't really sell her butt. She was doing the church thing. Kelly Rowland was playing the cat suit all the time, and that didn't work out for her too well, you know. She tried to roll the cat woman in a boot outfit, and then she tried to throw a little mini skirt.
Yeah, she got
didn't have a booty like that, you know, and it didn't work out for her. What's the name? They didn't do it. Mostly all of them don't do it. All the girls I sing now, they dress crazy. You know, they dress crazy. They dress little cut off hair and little mohawk. I'm trying to think of Che Michelle. She doesn't say show no butt.
Che Michelle.
No, you see her butt. But you know what I'm saying. They show their butt. They wear like a thong. They wear like a thong on the stage. They're like, you know? Beyonce got a man on the stage with her that's dressed like a female.
Listen, can Michelle pull her ass out? It's just going to be over. That's just going to be too much ass. It'll be porno.
No, let me tell you something. There was times Shaka and, what's the name? Young Shaka used to do it. Young Shaka
she
used to do it.
But
I'm going to tell you, you know who else used to do it? Tina Turner.
She had an ass, but she had a nice shape ass, muscly ass. Kay Michelle got a big ass.
Because she's not needed.
That look like an extra ass.
No, she not needed. That should make her thing not work. Because there's a whole bunch of women on Channel 41 that got the same type of butt like Katie. A bunch of women on the Saturday Channel. They wear it, but that's all they wear over there. It's like Katie Michelle. She's not needed.
She got a big butt.
She's not needed. That's why. But I'm trying to tell you who didn't make it. The other girl, the other crazy big light skinned girl. Kiki Wyatt. They didn't dance.
You know all of them
bitches on R&B. All right, let's take one that ain't big. Fantasia. She was on the roll. Yeah, it's not cheap. But that don't stop, does it?
It's different for women than men. It's
Alicia Keys tried to dance.
It's disgusting when women do it.
You see what Alicia Keys tried to dance?
She was brought a brush. She messed up her whole.
But I don't. She can't dance. Huh?
Yeah.
Alicia, you can't dance.
They thought she'd be trying to be sexy.
Yeah, I understand, but you can't dance. She said, "I got to get that Beyonce, Lady Gaga in the morning. I'm sitting here playing the goddamn piano all the time, just sitting down. I'm tired of this shit." She wanted to dance, go around, then come play the piano. But since she was supposed to do the Sheila E. shit. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I was watching this thing that bugged me out today. This is on a whole other topic. I was watching this thing about a Jewish drug dealer. And I was watching, like, how the Fed magazine things and all them type of drug dealing things about American gangsters and all that. This was a Jewish kingpin, Dana Gold. Guess who he was married to? It was crazy. And he was a Jewish kingpin. Sherelle. Alexander O'Neal. One day, Tuesday, Monday.
She had a rich
Jewish husband that was a drug kingpin. He was selling over motherfucking 50, 60 kilos a day. He was bringing in like a couple of million a week, they were saying.
And what happened?
He went to jail. His name is Dana Gold. Look up the Dana Gold story.
I'm probably laughing about that.
You know, she looked like she was getting messed with the yayo. Alexander O'Neal, you know he was messing with the yayo. When he came out there that day, when they brought them out of the BET Awards, that shit was crazy. Alexander O'Neal came out there, he damn near fell out there on the stage. His suit was fucked up. I'm going to be honest with you. His suit was fucked up. His suit was like, he had a suit from back then. He pulled that suit out the closet. That's the only suit he had from 2000. That suit looked crazy old school. He'd have a tie on, and then his shirt was open. He looked like, man, we had about 10, 15 grams. You know, they gave me some money to perform out here. I got like 15 grams of coke out this motherfucker on me now. You know, he looked like he was geek, so I could tell. But they was rocking. Homeboy was rolling. Homeboy had a Jewish boy went out with a few famous black girls, man, and white girls, man, back in his day. He did a lot of shit, man. Signed some boxes. Had a lot of boxes signed to him and everything. But caught some time, man. Definitely caught some time. If I'm correct, became a snitch. I'm not sure. Became a snitch. I'm not sure, though. But that's how it happened. Another thing I was watching, a lot of people were looking at the American gangster. You know, I'm from Harlem, man. I always heard the stories myself growing up with a lot of, you know, I grew up a lot around a lot of old timers. And there's a lot of things going on there that Frank Lucas is a fake. You know, I mean, I know dudes that told me he wasn't as big as he was. He was just, but the thing is, it should have been his brothers that really, but the way it flipped around in the movie, it flipped around the wrong way. It was really his brothers was the ones that was making the moves. And he was already up here doing his thing a little some, but his brothers was the one that came up here and kind of shut a lot of stuff down and was bringing in that thing. Heavy. His brothers and his cousin. And, they did some things with Freddie Myers and all that, yo. You know what I'm saying? It was Lalo trying. I mean, I looked at it when I did my research. All those dudes knew each other. All those dudes kind of messed with each other, but didn't like each other. Had certain little different areas, but didn't like each other. You know what I'm saying? And except for the ones that was together. So, I don't know. But I just want to get into some more nonstop music, man. We're on the Uptown Saturday Jam. Gave y'all a little talk, a little drama, a little... what? A little talk, a little drama, a little recognition. We're going to do it, man. We're going to take it out, man. We're going to take it out. We're going to take it out. Let's do it, Beast Through Radio. It's your man, DJ Big Biz, I'm in the building.
This is another Block Club DJ exclusive.
Yeah.
And on the low,
uh-huh.
I got this to come so natural.
crushed to death way before your diapers. They hands out the side like they wish your wipers. Champ black diamond, no cap, y'all like us. Short visits like we out at Vikers. So A like shit, I call it spider. Mic no cord, but I'm still up wired. Lighters up, hold up your lighter. It's not ignited up, hold up your fire. Take me higher, blue 90K prior. Aspire to inspire, do whatever you desire. For fire to get higher, that time goes brighter. Glider with fire, something like I'm Ghost Rider. Black bands, white bitch, backside wider. Flyer, attire, make niggas retire. Four lanes, hydroplane, who's the driver? MC, that's me, thought you was wiser.
Fresh love, walk through the door. Winding and grinding on the floor. I ain't hold no more, cause my swagger off. I'm so for sure, dig it on the floor. I'm so for sure.
I'm a bit off, fought off, pit off. How you gon' win if you never took a lid off? Summons in the feds, summons up, knit off. Either for sale or blowing a nigga's wig off. Strength is in the numbers, one move, we all move. On the low, OT, moving that dog food. Is in the sweet, pissy, drunk, they all new. Louis V, high top, suede, they all blue. Trues in the thermal, the Uzi eternal. Playing the game like the rules don't concern you. Buckles on the bottles, you don't move, they'll burn you. Outsider, but I make moves internal. I don't do the slot. Might hit the dice. It's all on me when the light hit the ice. If it ain't the ratchet, gotta be the knife. Mama say it's foolish, I say it's the life.
What? So I walk through the door. Winding and grinding on the floor. I ain't hold no more, cause my swagger off. I'm so for sure, dig it on the floor. I'm so for sure.
Now watch me ride by. Yeah, I just want.
want it all,
want it all.
Yeah, I'm talking about
everything.
When we come from nothing, everything is everything. How to see shit I thought the world would never bring. I had the worst, now I'm striving for the better things. Been at the bottom, can I know what the top like? Know how I feel, live my life in the spotlight. Pretty girls, and they all wanna hop. With all these bills, can I change for a dime? Hold up, remain the same, no matter what I'm blessed with. Know the difference between a gift and a blessing. You hear me knocking hip hop, left fresh. I'm orchestrating, don't say we out of bed. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick, baby girl, start front. But every time I touch down, you be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunt. Now watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick it, baby girl, start front. But every time I touch down, you be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunt. Now watch me ride by. Hey, watch me ride by. Watch me ride by.
my dues. They overcharge me. My redemption song. They call me Tony Moly. The loud abundant. These niggas redundant. I keep it a billy. They keep it a hundred. They find out the hard way that I'm not what they wanted. All my hips go yards. These niggas is funny. My complexion light. So is my tongue. Early birds get the worm. Your boy is so strong. Rats the trick. Bands the pop. Billy Jean chicks think that stands the pop. Morby said no dough. They ain't getting no dough. Trying to match up my eyes and lips with that photo. All the thugs is shooting. Hands is sagging. You could be the body in back of the empty wagon.
These niggas hating on me cause I'm
Dutch, beef and broccoli. These niggas know what's up. I can run them up, but I just wanna fuck. They up on they hate when they down on they luck. These niggas don't clock. How y'all make a buck? You could be the one that's shooting or the one that duck. I like good hair. This is hood hair. From my hair to my feet. Boardroom to the street. Acapella to the beat. Everything sewn up, blown up. Youngin', you fucking with the grown up. Big suit, set dumb and down. I'm like, what the fuck you mean? Every word can be heard. The delivery so clean. Punchlines is mean. Stories is vivid. Either I seen it, I done it, I heard it, or I lived it. I lived it.
These niggas hating on me cause I'm shining like a star. These niggas funny. They lying on their dick jacker, but they wild, it's all the same. Thinking no money. They broke.
My business. can't afford to be slipping. These streets, you know, they type gritty. Smiling faces don't tell the truth, and jealous eyes ain't pretty. Just trying to gather my digits, but ain't no love in the city. Same dudes used to give me that, but now the eyes just get me. Yeah, I see them all lurking, greasy, grimy, and shitty. My habitat's a jungle, it's survival of the fittest. Gotta stay on my toes, can't tell a friend of foes. Reality is slipping fast, I need to grab a hold. It's all about. Don't get involved in this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you call you, they're the ones you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the dirt your throat. I said, now, remember the maze. That's what it's all about. Don't get involved in this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you call you, they're the ones you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the hurt you through. All I wanted was fortune, never cared about fame. Money closing them holes, you know the way that we bang. I'm a Harlem nigga, ain't got front, just trying to stay in my lane. But lately things done changed, niggas acting like strange. When I slide through, late at night, I hear him whisper my name. See the hate in their eyes, can't stand to see your boy fly. So to the feds, they drop the dimes, can't wait to see your boy fly. Surrounded by all this friction, yeah, the plot's been thickened. This whole shit's about to break loose, and ain't no way for me to fix it. Yes, it won't be long, I can feel it down in my bones. This beat's about to pop, and yeah, the spares they tapping my phone. Dudes have crossed that line, and it's all because of my shine. These hating fuckers, they mad as hell, cause their life ain't nothing like mine. But all that glitters ain't gold, and if the truth be told, what about your gain if in the end you stand to lose your soul?
Say you ain't easy,
it's all about. Don't get involved in this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you call you, they're the ones you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the dirt your throat. I said, now, money, murder, mayhem, that's what it's all about. Don't get involved in this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you call you, they're the ones you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the dirt your throat.
DJ Hollywood, I think we got one, baby. Bands. Let go.
I got bands all in my pockets. Cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching. Motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pockets. Cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching. Motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pockets. Cup full of that drink, fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink, fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink, fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. Bands a nigga pop heavy. Bad bitch, Holly Berry. Got shooters around me like extra heavy. With the 9 nickel or the Eagle Dazzy. Violating that 20 racks. Shooters right where your pillow at. Foreign cars, yeah, we pushing that. And them bad bitches, we used to that. Rollie on me, Versace on me. We popping bottles, got paper on me. Big stew, yeah, that's the homie. Young fresh, yeah, that's the roadie. 20 racks, 30 racks, 40 racks, my paper stack. Baby girl, she loving that. So every time she throw it back. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think.
From the hood to the trap, where we at? Cop few balls, blow a few stacks. Make a rain, no drizzle, so they like that. Twerk that thing, girl, ass so fat. Shake that thing, girl, once it clap. Eye contact, y'all looking back. Put her in a whip, take out a trap. South Beach flow, let her relax. Rodeo Drive, let her see them palm trees. That Cali Kush, she smoking that good weed. She upgraded, I'm one of the greatest. I got bands in my pocket, girl, I ain't nothing to play with.
I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think.
Boom.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Okay, okay, okay.
Oh,
okay, okay.
Look, I can't lie, that's my baby and I'm on it. Cause I be on her Facebook writing to every comment, checking on her statuses and liking every picture. But I swear, it's only like that cause I miss ya. But fuck the pictures on your wall, let's go to my crib, I got your pictures on my wall. She wants space, I scream wait, you don't understand my point of view. I'm your biggest fan girl, I'm more than just in love with you. If anything was perfect, she would be that. I sit and watch her hide her imperfections when I peek at her in her intimate moments. So I know every button I can press to get you into this moment. How I love you kinda get to your donut. But it's okay, you lock your crib, I break in and we call it role play. Love her to death, ain't no use in trying to fight it. Cause I swear I'll trace her every steps and show up uninvited. Just to
lay you on your back, run my fingers through your hair.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. 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 Okay.
I can't lie. That's my baby and I'm on it. But she blocked me from Facebook so I can't see her comments. I can't check her statuses and I can't like her pictures. But it's cool cause I just follow her on Twitter. Yeah, I ain't that ordinary nigga. And it's kinda loving her, never let up. Shit, look at all the time I spend with her. I watch her while she's sleeping, I be gone before she gets up. Show me a loving that's this strong. Every moment of her life is like my favorite sitcom. Oh, and she the star of every show I see. She turned me on, I nearly calm when she approaching me. Reckless, I'm obsessed with making her my possession. Baby, I'm so addicted, I may need an intervention. I wait at the intersection for our lives to cross. So, bitch, I know your schedule like your shit is a talk. So let me
lay you on your back, run my fingers through your hair. Run between your thighs, girl, I know you like it there. Your hair rests in my head, girl, I told you I'm your man. Kissing is so lightly, baby, I'm your
yeah. Okay, 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 okay.
Another block of DJ exclusive.
Special.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
See, by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. See, all I do is fuck around and play. You acting like the shit I do don't save ya. I guess you like the way that I take care. And you think every turn that's only fair.
I can't resist a freak horror or groovy, especially when I'm high on that ooey. And when you mix that nouveau and some gooey, the combination makes me wanna do me. And you say you not often that concerned, but I know my shit's getting on your nerves. And inside of your heart it really burns. So if you left, that's something I deserve.
See, by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. See, all I do is fuck around and play. You say the shit I do ain't really major, but what goes down I know you unaware. I do it cause my love for you ain't there. Ain't nothing good that you could ever tell me. Ain't no dream in this world that you can sell me. You always pulling down my pants so you can smell me. And when you do that then you know this is unhealthy. So baby won't you go on your way. Girl, it's best you turn away. Cause you know I ain't gon' change. I know it hurts, but you were here one day. By now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play.
Play. I'ma fuck around and
play.
All I'm gonna do is
play.
Girl, you fucking with her.
Play.
I'ma fuck around and
play.
All I'm gonna do is
play.
Girl, you fucking with her. Fuck all day, fuck all night, make my bread, live my life.
Why would you want me if I
play? Cause all I'm gonna do is
play. See, by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play.
Play, 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 play.
Robbie,
yo, 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 smoking on hookah, sipping on booze.
Baby,
that Clico, about to make a freak show. Me and you, Miami Beach, Delano.
Baby,
baby, this is a little different. In the coupe, no top, down the ass skipping.
Baby,
dancing, I'm pimping. Throwing money all day, no intermission.
Baby,
and talk about what I be hitting. I'm chasing that kitten. This is good living.
Yeah.
Hit him from the back like a nigga be wishing. When you see you on the app with a tight true religion.
Baby,
hey, does he do it for you?
Talk to me.
Does he trick on you? Does he make you feel important?
Is he spreading that paper?
Cause if he don't, I will only spend big bills.
Yeah.
Take you out the hood real good, how you feel?
How you feel?
Take you out the Cali where they only smoke grill. That good stinky icky boo, relax, chill.
Whoa. Baby, does he do it for you? When he's finished, does he step back?